Hi, I'm Brandy. And this is Raven.
I'm okay.
She is a little broken today. And this is the Sister Files.
Whoop, whoop!
Raven forgot who she was.
No. I did. It happens sometimes to the best of us.
So we are going to do some little bit of extra special because it's October. So we're going to do
some... My favorite month.
Right? Who doesn't love October?
Who is October? Is that what you were going to say?
Or no, I was going to say who... Well, maybe.
Who is October?
Who doesn't? But, I mean, you can't have a podcast... I know, right? I can't talk either. Apparently we're both broken today. But you can't have a podcast like we do and not love October.
No. I'm super excited for spooky season. I'm already, like, living my best life. Like, today was, like, a little bit warmer, and I went to the store, and of course, your girl here had on, like, her flannel and, like, boots. And, like, these girls walked by. Like, it's definitely, like, what, 70 outside right now? Mm-hmm. These girls walked by with, like, shorts on and tank top, and I literally wanted to be like, excuse me, it is fall! But anyway.
Put your clothes back on.
I know, it is not summer. Summer's past.
Yes. So we are going to do some, like I said, extra special episodes, extra spooky.
Spooky.
Alrighty, so we are going to talk about some urban legends today. So, you want to go ahead and start us off?
Sure, so I'm going to start us off with an urban legend that I actually am afraid of, which is so funny, because usually I don't take anything like this seriously. I'm usually not afraid of things. However, except the dark. I'm terrified of the dark, which is weird. But anyway, moving on. I am actually afraid of this, and that is... Dramatic pause. The backseat killer. Dun, dun, dun.
Ooh.
So, let me just tell you this story. So, there's a woman, and she is driving home at night.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be raining, and there's a thunderstorm going on. So, it's already kind of eerie and scary.
That is eerie.
I don't like driving with the rain at night. Anyway, so she's driving along, and all of a sudden, this car behind her pulls up really close, like, it's tailgating her, and is blaring their horn,
right,
and flashing lights.
Like, freaking them out.
Yeah, and so she's scared because this person's aggressively driving behind her.
Right.
And if you've ever had someone behind you with their high beams on, like, you can't see, and ever had someone tailgate you at night, it's terrifying.
Yes, it is.
And this guy's, like, honking his horns and everything. So she is terrified, so she starts to speed up, and she wants to get home.
Yeah.
She just wants to get home. So she finally gets home, but the person behind her wasn't trying to scare her. They weren't trying to harm her. They were trying to warn her.
Yeah.
Because they could see in her backseat the silhouette of a man with an axe. And when she pulled in her front driveway, he kills her. And she dies.
Oh no.
Dun dun dun. So.
They didn't follow her home? Jerks.
I know.
They're like, well, I guess.
So, it's interesting because first thing is that there are variations to this.
Yes.
There's a movie called Urban Legend that opens with this.
Mm-hmm.
However, in this version, she stops to get gas, and the gas attendant has a speech impediment, and he keeps trying to tell her that there's someone in her backseat, but she's scared of him. So she hurries and runs off, and the movie kind of subverts your expectations by making you think he's trying to hurt her.
Right.
But there's actually a man in the backseat.
Yeah.
So I always check my backseat.
Yeah.
It might be the middle of the day. I check my backseat. I always reach my hand around and brush everything.
Yeah.
And make sure there's nobody back there.
Yeah.
Because I don't like the idea of there being somebody back
there.
Now, a couple things to talk about this. First of all, when this came out, and even the movie Urban Legend came out in the early 2000s, cell phones weren't a thing.
Right.
Because part of you wonders why the people who were tailgating her didn't just call the police. Because if it was me and I saw someone driving with a person in the back to the next, I would be like, the license plate number is this, we're on this road, there's someone in her back seat. And I was telling my mom this story, and she was like, wouldn't it be funny to have, like, a cardboard cutout of someone in your back seat, like, to trick people? And I was like, no, because they probably would call the police.
Yeah.
So that also is something. And then they also said that one reason why this is so terrifying is it seems it's set in and seems very real.
Yeah.
Like, a psychopath could just get in the back of your car.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, another thing with time is I feel like in the early 2000s and in like, the 90s, like, we didn't lock our cars as much.
Mm-mm.
So someone could get in the back of your car. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And a lot of people will say, like, I'll be like, oh, I don't lock my car that often, to be honest.
Yeah.
They'll say, oh, I always lock my car door. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, there's nothing in there that they can steal. And she's like, oh, I don't want someone to get in it. Yeah. Like, people are literally afraid of this. Like, it's an actual thing.
Exactly.
And the other thing is this feminist idea about it is they're saying that, you know, usually the backseat killer is portrayed as a man.
Yeah.
Like a predatory man. And then the girl is just this poor little girl driving. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, like, very, like, predatory and, like, scary
right,
like that.
Right, right.
And, of course, the message seems to be always check your backseat.
Yeah.
So, I always check my backseat, and it's all because when I was, like, 10, I saw that movie. And so I had it in my brain. And so this one and some other urban legends that I'm going to talk about, some of them I feel like come from movies, too, sometimes. Like, I feel like sometimes movies, like, they might have been an urban legend before, but, like, then the movies take it, and it's like...
That's how they got their idea, yeah.
Yeah, and I think sometimes I wonder, I'll be curious to see if someday... years from now, a movie will be the beginning of an urban legend. I'm curious if that'll ever happen. Like, will Michael Myers become an urban legend?
Maybe. Though, it's funny that you say that, because though I did not finish my research on it, and it may end up being because it's going to be an entire episode on its own, which is why I don't have it for today, but the way you're talking about Slender Man, it kind of follows in that idea.
Yeah, that, like, a movie is...
Well, yes and no. That not necessarily is it a movie, but he did... It was kind of created recently.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So, yeah, that's the backseat killer.
I never want that.
No.
All right, so for my urban legend today, we are going to talk about the black-eyed kids.
That sounds terrifying.
Have you ever heard of them before?
Nope.
Really?
No. I'm excited because I've never heard of them.
Black-eyed kids are creatures.
Are they related to the black-eyed peas? Ba-dum-bum-bum.
Yes. No, they're not. So they're creatures that look like children between the ages of 6 and 16.
That's a giant range, but anyway.
Yeah. So, well, they usually come in pairs.
I was expecting you to be like between the ages of 6 and 7. Yeah. You're like, 6 and 16.
They usually come in pairs, and usually one's older and one's younger.
Okay.
So they always have pale skin,
mm-hmm.
and eyes that are completely black.
That's like, terrifying.
The entire, like, iris isn't there, like, everything. And they usually, sometimes they can be in, like, outdated clothing or in unusual clothing for the kids at their time, so they kind of stand out in that way.
Huh.
So the so-called children, they usually only appear at night, and like I said, they appear in groups of two. Usually one is older than the other. Sometimes it'd be like, an older, which I mean, like, one's going to be like 13, one's going to be like 6, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And one usually does the talking one usually does all the talking and the other one doesn't.
Yeah.
So they can either, they've been known to approach vehicles and ask for a ride home, or they'll approach somebody's house asking to call their parents, saying that they're lost. And a lot of the times, the people are home alone, so they're by themselves. If they have animals, the animals are terrified of them. And usually when they come up, when they first approach, the people that see them can't see their eyes. And they're just like, you know, they knock. And like, that's the weird thing, too, is that almost nobody knocks anymore. Like, everybody, like, like, rings doorbells and stuff.
Yeah.
So they'll knock on the door, and they won't just go away. Like, they'll keep knocking until somebody answers. And they'll come up, and the one kid will be like, excuse me, you know, our mom is really worried about us. Can we use your phone? And they're usually looking down and not straight, you know, at them, and then eventually they look up, and that's when they see that their eyes. But some people, when they go to answer the door or when the kids approach, they automatically feel this eerie feeling, like fear, and they want to run away. Like, you're already creeped out. And then if you don't let them in, like, I haven't heard there. I read one case where they did let them in, but usually if you don't let them in, they keep persisting. They're like, can I please use your phone? I really need to call my mom. We don't have a cell phone. And they will say things like, oh, well, then can we wait in here for our mom to come get us? Or, you know, can we use the bathroom? Can we get something to eat while we wait? And things like that. Like, real creepy. Because even if somebody was like, well, here, take my cell phone. And they're like, no, we need to come inside. Then it's like they have to be invited to come inside.
Because they're vampires.
Maybe. they'll say, you know, they'll say things like they're lost. They need to get to their parents. And like I said, they become very aggressive when they don't get their way. Like, they really, really want to come in. The first real documented case or real anything that's really seen was actually in 1996. It was by a reporter, Texas reporter, Brian Bethel. He's the first person to write about them because he had the experience. He had two experiences about them. And the most recent ones were in the 2014. Now, everybody that's had contact usually don't let them in and usually say they feel real freaky, freaked out by them, and they don't let them in. And there was only one I remember reading. Now, this might be the actual urban legend itself. Where a couple does let them in, and they sit on their couch, and then when their parents show up, like, their parents don't come to the door, they just get up and leave, and it's really weird. And then, like, I think, like, the husband ends up, like, with a bloody nose, and then, like, weeks later, like, their dog dies or some shit like that. It's really, really, really strange. Like, bad things happen.
But I'm curious what their parents look like.
Yeah, I don't know. So they say that they could be their demons, or some people think they're aliens, and stuff like that, but they are kind of creepy. So I went on, like, a deep dive where I was reading, like, story after story after story, and they're all pretty much the same, where they were just really creepy, they give them a real eerie feeling, and then when they didn't let them in right away, they were like, let us in, like, do it, and then they were like, no, so.
I don't think I would let random kids in my house, even, like, normal, like, even normal kids.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
I would take my phone out to them.
Why? Because, yeah, I'd be more afraid that they were in my house, and, like, if something bad happens, then I'm, like, liable for... Mm-hmm. Like, they could come in and trip and fall and get a bloody nose, and then all of a sudden I'm liable for them.
Yep.
Like, that's my train of thought. Like, literally.
I know, isn't that awful?
Or, like, they'll come in and my dog will be overly aggressive, jump on them, and well, not aggressive, but overly happy to see them, like he gets, and jumps on them.
That's what I would be nervous about, too. But besides that, like, I also, like, I don't know, like, I just don't.
Yeah.
Unless I know you, I don't want you in my house. And that's like...
Yeah, I hear you. So that's the Black Eyed Kids. So if you see them, run.
Yeah.
Don't let them in your house.
Yeah, don't let any children in your house. I mean, unless they're, like, actually in distress, then maybe you should help them.
You don't have to let them in. You can just call 911 from the front porch.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, so this one... So I actually was originally researching Lady of the Swamp.
Okay.
But I got distracted. So you have this instead. Now, I know that my favorite word is Sudasukian.
Mm-hmm.
But this one comes in as a close second.
Okay.
Is the Rougarou.
The Rougarou.
I like saying it. The Rougarou. Okay, so anyway. So the Rougarou is the French werewolf.
Ooh.
Summing that up. Me and Frey rephrase that. Is the Cajun werewolf.
Oh, Cajun. Ooh.
Yeah. So, this is a shape-shifting monster that has the ability to work in the spiritual, magical, and physical world with strength and cunning.
Mm-hmm.
When in the middle of its transformation to whatever it's transforming into, it can reach up to 7 to 8 feet in height.
Oh, wow.
And it is like a werewolf. It's very, very, very similar.
Mm-hmm.
So... It is mostly seen or referred to in the New Orleans swampy areas.
Okay.
The heck did I write here? I love how I write notes down. I think I'll know what I'm talking about. Oh, okay. So some people don't see it as, like, a monster.
Right.
Some people see it as a sacred balance bringer.
Oh, okay.
So it's like they see it and they're kind of like, oh... Not that it's not a nice sacred balance bringer.
Right.
It's kind of like people, like, look at death that way sometimes. Yeah. Like, oh, death is a balance bringer.
Right. So,
like,
part of life.
After. Yeah, like, that's kind of how they look at it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it can come out, instead of being, like, a werewolf, it'll come out, like, as a rabbit.
Okay.
But to be honest with you guys, I'm kind of afraid of rabbits.
Yeah, they can be a little creepy.
And it's all because of Watership Down, so I'll never watch that one. Anyway, so some people believe you can become one via bite or scratch, as Ooh. In the same way as a werewolf.
Right.
So this started out in France, mm-hmm. and, like, really back in time, it was called the Loup Garou. I just love these names. The Loup Garou. Mm-hmm. And similar to werewolves, mm-hmm. there was witch hunts for people who they thought were Loup Garous.
Right.
And mm-hmm. they had public executions if right. they thought they were Loup Garous.
Right, right. Because it is the same thing with werewolves, yeah.
Yeah. Now, as the French came over to settle uh-huh. in the New Orleans area, uh-huh. as they settled in the U.S., the tale of the Loup Garou came around. Uh-huh. It turned into the the Rougarou. Sorry about that. So it became the Rougarou. And then the Catholic Church took it in, mm-hmm. as they were saying, and they said, actually, if you don't follow Lent, you'll become one.
Nice.
But then they changed it again.
Yeah.
As in, if you don't follow Lent, the Rougarou will come hunt you down and kill you.
Oh, jeez.
Then they would tell little children that mm-hmm. if they didn't listen to their parents, the Rougarou will come in the night and steal them.
Get them, yeah.
So all those things.
It's funny how cultures and religions and stuff will pick it up.
I know.
To, and make it so it fits their storyline, it fits their needs.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. So, now other people say that it's a 100-day curse.
Okay.
That if you are able to transfer it uh-huh. to the next person, uh-huh. you'll be freed of it.
Oh.
But then that person has 100 days to transfer it to another person. Kind of like the ring.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Some people believe that it was created by a voodoo priest, this curse.
I could believe it.
Yeah. So we have a lot of these things going on. Now, we got more things for you.
Okay.
So, if you cut a Rougarou, mm-hmm. it can become human and can talk to you about it. And,
But
I think that
when a Rougarou transforms, it stays that way for 100 days? So confused.
No, I think it goes back and forth. But it's a werewolf thing.
All right. But if you cut it while it's in Rougarou form, it'll transfer back to a human?
Yes, in one version. And they're cured.
Oh, okay.
But you cannot talk about it for a year and a day. If you talk about it within the year and a day, then I think it gets reversed. Or something bad happens to you.
Damn.
Yeah. You gotta keep your mouth shut.
That would be hard.
Wouldn't it?
Because what if you, like, you were just talking in your sleep and you talked about it with that count?
Well, I guess so. Then, hold on, there's another way. So these are all ways you can get it or mm-hmm. you can get away from it. The other way is if you see a Rougarou, you can become one. Just like with the Wendigo, see it, you can become
one. Wow.
So all these things that happen to you. They feed off of human blood, most things. So
it's such a precious commodity.
Yeah. So also, now here's ways you can protect yourself against the Rougarou.
Okay.
Permanent blindness. I'm just kidding. That's that one. You can leave 13 objects by your door. Now, the reason why this would stop him from coming into your house mm-hmm. is because this is the stupidest thing I've heard of my entire life.
Okay.
It's not stupid. It's just weird. Like, I was like, when I was researching this, I was like,
what?
Wait. So you leave 13 objects by your door.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The reasoning is, the Rougarou, similar to the werewolf, is infatuated with midnight. So much so, it can't count past 12.
Oh my god. So if it has 13 things, it just sits there, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
It gets confused and it runs away.
There's a number past 12.
Yep.
What do I do?
Exactly what happens.
That's so dumb.
Isn't it? Okay, also, they don't like salt, silver, sunlight, and garlic. Does that sound familiar to you?
Sounds like a bad bile. You can get rid of anything with garlic. Just eat garlic for the rest of your life.
Literally. So, you can use these things. Sunlight, garlic, even UV ray lights. All these things. Salt, you can use against it, but it will not kill it. It will just hurt it.
Right.
And you can, and then of course, the person who I read this, or I was listening to a video about this, was like, you should also know you can use salt, silver, sunlight, and garlic just in case, like, your cat or your dog takes, like, one of the objects away. And then there's 12 and he just walks in. You can kill it, though.
Okay.
By removing its head and burning it.
So what happens if you just remove its head? Does it, like...
It, the spirit remains.
Oh. So the spirit can be transferred.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know about the spirit being transferred, but the thing's still alive.
So it's a headless... So what part is it alive in, the head or the body?
Okay, first of all, I did not sign up to know the anatomy of a Rougarou, okay? Alright, I'm just telling you what I heard, okay?
But, like, how does it, like, if it remains, like, how is that bad? Like, if you separate the head and the body...
It said, to kill it, you must remove its head from its body and burn it down to the bones. Or it will return...
The head and the body.
Yes. It will return.
You just said yes. Just the head or both head
and body? Oh, I thought you said both head and body. Yes, both head and body.
Question. Okay.
I don't care about your questions.
Just like, so if you don't, does, like, the head, back. Like, does it, like...
I expect it does that with that exact sound.
Like, the head just finds that way back to the body, like, what?
Like, you think it's funny, but let me put this envision in your brain. Picture it this way. It goes back to its body, you know, John Carpenter's The Thing style.
Or gross feet and cross, yeah. Mm-hmm. I know you guys love my sound effects.
Yeah, they're the best, aren't they? So that is the Rougarou. Mm. And don't tell me I didn't warn you or give you ways to trying to dramatically flip my notes, but it didn't work.
Obviously. I'm sure you guys all heard that.
Okay. So, now, we're going to shift gears a little bit.
Okay.
And we're going to pretend that there's a campfire here.
Talk about me and sound. I don't know what I was going to say.
You and what?
Sound effects.
Well, okay. So let's just throw a log on our fire.
Okay.
Let me get my guitar.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you guys some campfire stories.
Okay.
And I'm going to try my best to tell them funny. And I'm not going to tell you the titles of them. I'm just going to, like, tell it to you and we can talk about the title afterwards.
Okay.
Okay. So.
Turn your lights down.
Everybody,
low.
Get your flashlights out. Yes,
while you're driving.
Yes.
Into your car.
Yeah, just close your eyes.
Don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Just pretend. But with your eyes open. And pay attention to the road.
Yeah. Okay. With that being said. So. There's a young couple that are in their car.
Aww.
They're teenagers, I know.
Lover's Lane.
They're going to Lover's Lane to park and to make out. You know, how dare them. Aww. So they're in their car, and they've got their music playing, you know, whatever they're listening to. And...
bop, 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 doo-wop.
No, oh my god.
That's what all lovers listen to these days, right?
Especially these days. So then, their bopping is interrupted by a news report. Dun, dun, dun. And the news report is a male.
They were actually just listening to the radio? They weren't, like, listening to, like, Pandora?
So this urban legend is based, like, in, like, the 60s and 70s time.
I'm sorry.
So, because, like, who parks makes out nowadays, anyway?
Sure.
Anyway, so.
Netflix and chill.
Yeah. I know. What happened to, like, real romance? Anyway, moving on. So, they are interrupted by something, a man on the radio announcer, and he says, attention everyone in the area of this city that you're near. A maniac has escaped from an insane asylum.
Oh no, a maniac!
And he's not just a normal maniac, he's a crazy maniac. Hence the insane asylum. And he's a psychopath, and he's a mass murderer.
Oh my gosh! And we should lead with that.
Yes.
Like, we should lead with mass murderer.
And he's easy to tell because his left hand is a normal hand. But his right hand has a hook on it.
Oh no!
So,
Johnny Depp!
Johnny Depp never had a hook on his hand.
He does now.
He had scissors. Just kidding. Anyway. So, the guy.
I was going to say it's Bartholomew, but that's not him either. It was a.
Who? Bartholomew? Who the hell is that?
No. And then I was going to say Barnabas, but God, who's the other. He was the one who had a hook.
Captain Hook?
No. In the.
In Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah.
None of them had hooks.
Oh.
You're thinking of he had a wooden leg.
Oh, that's right. All right.
Okay. Anyway.
I said some words.
Yeah. I'm proud of you. So anyway, the guy in the car is like, he's not even worried about it. He's like, honey, like, we're parked out here. You know, he just escaped from the place. Like, there's no way he's going to get here. And she's...
They didn't make the announcement until they checked on the floor. So that was probably like hours ago.
True. So she's worried about it. Mm-hmm. She's like, I can't. I'm worried about this. And he's like, no, like, let's continue what we're doing. Because
I just want to make out.
Yeah. And like, you know, I'm sure he was hoping it was going to be something else. But anyway.
I got to get to second base tonight or my friends are all going to be like, oh.
Well, anyway. So she eventually is like, no, I want to go. I want to go now. I want to go home. And he was like, fine. And so he like floored the car out of there and like floored it. Like he was being extra about it. Mm-hmm. Got home. Even though he was a little annoyed, he still was a gentleman about everything. And he got out of his side of the car and walked around to her side of the car. Mm-hmm. And hooked on. Pun intended. Hooked on to the.
Phonics.
Huh?
Hooked on phonics.
I did that as a kid. Do you know that? Anyway, so. That's funny. Hooked onto the handle of the door was a hook with a bloody stump hanging from it.
Ooh, that's gross.
So, of course, he was like, and the woman was terrified, obviously, or the girl was terrified. So, what had happened was that he was there, and he was about to open her door, and then he sped off and killed the guy, which is kind of hilarious
in its
own thing. So, now, I do want to tell you some few things. First of all, this actually was in a newspaper from a Dear Abby column, and this, like, girl told this story. Mm-hmm. However, this was in, like, the 60s, 70s when, like, parking and making out was, like, bah.
Right, it was probably some mom being all pissed off.
So, they also felt like there was a lot of, like, things with the idea of, like, it was, like, intruding into them, and, like, he, like, pulled away, and it was, like, broken and pulled apart, and so, like, a lot of it has to do, like, they were trying to say, like, he pulled out, like, all these things that went along with, like, sex, like, they were trying to, like, say with that. And then other people thought, because a lot of depictions of the hook looks like a communist sickle.
Okay.
And communist countries weren't so worried about people sleeping around and making out. Oh, so, like, they were kind of thinking, like, it was, like, at this time, people were afraid of communist stuff. So, it was, like, bleeding into their...
If you're gonna be like that, you're, like, a communist.
Yeah. So, like, a lot of... And if you look, like, a lot of the hooks do look like that sickle. Mm. And you're like, that's funny. And then, of course, one of my favorite movies to watch around Halloween time is I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Yes.
Which is based on this. So, now, they tell the story a little bit differently of the hook man.
Yeah.
In their version, I've actually heard before, too, was where they hear him scratching on the roof, and he actually kills them.
Yeah.
So there's, like, another version. So that's one of my campfire stories.
Ooh.
Next. All right, this one is actually extremely creepy.
Okay.
So, a lone traveler, he's traveling all alone. Okay. He's going along, traveling in his car.
That's exactly the noise they make when I travel, too.
Yes. I wouldn't be surprised. Just like you just go by.
Our next road trip, we need to like begin it that way.
I also like picture us driving along and everyone else hearing that too. Like,
yeah.
Anyway, so
in our clown car.
God, I hate clowns. He is a lonely traveler, and he goes into this bar and he's like getting a drink, and this beautiful woman comes up to him and is like, "Hi, how are you?"
Thanks.
You're welcome. Can I buy you a drink?
Oh, of course.
Well, here, let me give you this drink that I didn't pour anything into.
Thanks.
I hope that is not how you sound when you drink.
Every time.
I'm sure Rob was so impressed when he first met you. He was like, oh my God, is that how she sounds when she drinks something? Then I just must be with her. Anyway, so he drinks the drink, and of course, he's been drugged. Done. And he wakes up in a bathtub.
Oh my gosh.
Like, and there's a note next to him. He's weak and, like, he has a wound. And the note says, call 911. So he does.
Uh-huh.
And he goes to the hospital and he gets examined by the doctors. And the doctors say that he's missing organs.
Oh no!
Because the woman who kidnapped him sells organs on the black market.
Oh, no.
So he had organs removed from him. Now, sometimes they say they wake up in, like, an ice bath.
Uh-huh.
And, which, that just is creepy.
Yes.
So, sometimes they wake up in an ice bath, sometimes they wake up with the person still there.
Ugh.
And they, like, have their organ in, like, a plastic bag.
Yeah.
Like, I took this out of your body, and you better call the, you better do something about mm-hmm. it. Which I find extremely... Am I boring you? I'm just kidding. Extremely creepy that you just go and they're just like, yeah, you mm-hmm. you had, like, your organs missing.
Yeah.
Like, and,
it's
like...
a violation.
Well, yeah, and, like, what if they take something really important, like your liver?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, there's some things you could be a lot, because then, like, because how long can you live without a liver?
Not long, because I'm pretty sure your liver, it's one of the things that detoxes mm-hmm. your body.
So, like, you probably could get to the hospital in enough time for them to be like, yeah, you don't have a liver, sorry about your luck.
Yeah. I don't think
Could you imagine being the doctor, like, looking at his x-ray and being like, oh my god, he's missing his kidneys and his liver.
Yeah. Like, your kidneys, like, you can do, like, dialysis, but I don't think there's anything you can do if you have no liver.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, they could take other things, too. Like, what if they took, like,
your lungs?
You probably wouldn't wake up. You would be dead.
Yeah.
For sure. So, that's one. It's called the kidney heist. It's usually a kidney. Because people take your kidney, you can live. But, I mean, if you're gonna, like, cut them open, you might as well
take everything. Why don't you just take
it all? I know. Just kill them.
I know. And then you'd be paranoid for the rest of their life. They're gonna come back. They liked them so much, they came back for more.
They wanted more of me. At least somebody loves me.
Just kidding.
So, this is my next one.
Okay.
Okay. So a man, or a woman,
mm-hmm.
a person,
mm-hmm.
is driving down the road
uh-huh.
at nighttime.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know what music that would be. Because they're driving down by themselves. Okay. All by myself.
Yeah,
down the
exactly.
road.
How they're singing. Yep.
And they're driving, it's nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
And they see a car come up.
Mm-hmm.
And their lights aren't on. So what would you do?
I'm going to... Ooh. Honk my horn at you. No, I'm going to flash my lights and say,
yeah.
Turn them on.
Yeah. So they do that. So they keep going with their day. However, they don't know that the car, whose lights were off, were just waiting for them to flash their lights. Because then they do a U-turn, and they follow them the way back to wherever their destination is.
Oh, no.
To either to assault them, rape them, or kill them.
Ew.
They do that to them. Because they are in a gang, and that's their initiation.
Ew.
So, and I've heard that before, and I've always, like, second-guessed myself wanting to flash somebody.
Me
I'm
too.
Like, what if that's a gang? Because that seems like a real thing.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird how, like, that's, like, a real thing?
Yeah, it does.
And, like, the kidney heist thing also seems like a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what if... You flash your headlights at someone, and their initiation What if their initiation was to steal your kidney?
Yeah. Oh my, yeah, that would be just
be terrifying.
I mean, you're just trying to help them out, and then they're gonna be assholes and be like, I'm gonna come kill you.
Well, they purposely didn't have the lights on, so they would come kill you.
They know.
So this one is actually pretty, this one actually kind of gave me goosebumps.
Okay.
There's two students.
Uh-huh.
They live together in a dorm.
Mm-hmm.
One is the partier. We'll call
mm-hmm.
her partier.
Mm-hmm.
And the other is a studier.
Mm-hmm.
The studier. So, the partier goes out to hang out with some guys. They got on a date. So, she goes on her date with her guy. And the studier stays home and studies.
Mm-hmm.
So, the partier comes home. And the lights are out.
Mm-hmm.
And so... And she hears, like, some scuffling, some noises. And she's like, oh, the studier, like, has a friend over. Like, ooh, good for her. And so, she, like... goes to bed, but she doesn't turn the light on because she doesn't want to disturb. If maybe she's sleeping or maybe she's got somebody over, like she's going to disturb anything. So she goes to bed. She sleeps. She sleeps in a little bit because she was out the night before.
Mm.
And she comes out the living room and there's the studier dead. On the wall, written in her blood, is the words, "Aren't you glad you didn't turn on the light?"
Oh, creepy. Creepy, creepy.
Which is terrifying because, first of all, the scuffling she heard...
Yes, was her baby murdered. Yeah. Could you imagine the survivor guilt from that?
Wow, yes. But secondly, that killer stayed in the house...
Long enough to write that. Yes.
So she just was asleep and he was in there writing that on the wall.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that terrifying?
It is.
That, like, scares me a little bit. Like, the idea of that...
All of them do.
And, yeah.
So.
Don't you wish you knew? Oh, I have one more. Okay. This one you guys all know about, but I like telling it anyway. Okay. So, we're going to name our girl Alice, because I think that's what her name was in the movie. Pretty sure it's not, but we're going to call her Alice. So, Alice is going to babysit for the weekend. So, she's going to babysit Tom and Jerry. So
the cat and mouse?
Yes. So, she goes over to their house, and they kind of live out in the backwoods area. Mm-hmm. This is also set back in the day. There's no cell phones, just so you know.
Landlines.
Mm. So, she's going to babysit the kids, and so she puts them to bed, they're going to sleep. And she's like, oh, I just got a couple more hours. She's just going to sit and, like, watch whatever's on TV. The phone rings. Ring, 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 ring. And she answers it, hello. And the person says, have you checked the children? And she's like, who is this? And he says, have you checked the children? And she's like,
but like, I don't got children here, I got a cat and a mouse, so...
Yeah, that's exactly what she said.
Piss off.
Yeah. So then she's like, then she assumes that, because she, earlier she had been on the phone with, like, her boyfriend, mm-hmm. and she thinks it's him being dumb. Mm-hmm. So she hangs up the phone. So time goes by. Ring, 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 ring. She answers the phone. Hello? Have you checked the children? Alice, have you checked the children? And she's like, who is this? Like, are you their parents? Like, what's going on? They're like, no, have you checked the children? And she was like, no, I don't need to check them. They're sleeping upstairs. And she hangs up the phone. And then ring, 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 ring. She answers it. Hello? Have you checked the children? Have you checked the children? So then she's starting to get freaked out because this person keeps calling. So she calls the police. She says, hey, this person keeps calling me. You know, whatever. And so she gives them, she tells them when they call again, they put like a tap on it and call again. We'll see. She hangs up from the police. Waits. Ring, 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 ring. Hello? Have you checked the children? And of course, she's freaked out because they keep calling. And she's like, no, I haven't checked the children. They're fine. They're upstairs sleeping. Like, leave me alone. Stop calling this number. Leave me alone. Hangs up the phone. Ring, 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 ring. She picks it up again. And she says, leave me alone. But this time it's the police. Mm-hmm. And they say, Alice, the phone number who's calling you is coming from inside the house. Dun, dun, dun. So then, of course, she's terrified. And the police get there. And they go upstairs, and the children are dead.
Aww.
And the person had killed them up there and was calling her from upstairs. That's asking awful. Her over and over again, have you checked
dead children.
The children?
That's awful.
So, obviously, you probably figured out that this comes from, well, this was a, this, I didn't know this was an urban legend, but it comes from the movie
When a
Stranger Calls.
Yeah.
Now, what's interesting about this is that a lot of other movies have done this, and a movie before, I believe before When a Stranger Calls came out, was Black Christmas. I don't know if you've heard of Black Christmas, but it was pre-Halloween, too, I'm pretty sure. I can double check with that, but I know it's pre-Halloween, now pre-When a Stranger Calls, I'm not sure. But they had a similar storyline to this. Mm-hmm. It was a bunch of sorority girls in their house, and they would get these phone calls. And it was, like, there was, like, someone crying, and, like, they were, like, what's going on? What are you, like, oh, help me, help me. And every time they get these calls, and they're, like, that's so annoying. And then people would, like, die off. And then they would get a phone call, and he would say something they said in a conversation earlier that day. So, like, if we had a conversation about, like, bees, he'd be, like, yeah, about those bees. And you were, like, so they started calling the police, and they had that same guy that, it's coming from inside the house.
Right.
And, like, that is such a thing. And what's funny, it's interesting about it to me, is how times change. Because that would never work now.
Yeah.
Because if someone called me, I would have caller ID.
Yeah.
I would know who they were.
Yeah.
And I would have checked the children.
Well, it would work because they, instead of calling you, they'll just text you.
But I would have checked the children.
Right. But then they would have been killed.
I would have been killed.
Exactly.
But what's interesting is because
because you can get fake numbers now. You can go through, like, Google and get a fake number, and
so. But what I'm saying is that they could never, they could definitely call me, but my thing is that they could never, ever, it could never be that. They could never go, the call's coming from inside your house.
Well, they could, well, maybe, because they could triangulate, and they said the call is coming from nearby.
Yeah, but it still wouldn't be as
gut-punchy
as the call's coming from inside the house. But anyway, so those are my campfire.
Well, I mean,
trying to be dramatic.
Too bad they can't, you know, trace IP addresses like that, because they could be like, the IP address is coming from your house.
This doesn't sound as cool as
I know. The call is coming around. But they can. So, well, I really hope you enjoyed our urban legend campfire stories.
Yes.
And campfire stories.
Mm-hmm.
We enjoyed telling them to you.
Yes.
So I really hope you are enjoying spooky season, because we sure are.
I don't know what that was.
We wish you could be doing more during this year's spooky season, but COVID.
Hashtag rude.
Exactly. But if you enjoyed today's episode, and you would like to help us out, you can always do so by following us on Spotify or Apple Podcast or Google Podcast. And if you could leave us a review, that would be great. And especially if you, you can leave a comment and you can leave a 5-star review, that would help us out so much.
And if you would like to follow us on the Instagram at thesisterfiles.com.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. I don't know what that was. Thesisterfiles.com is not a thing. Don't go there. You can follow us on Instagram at thesisterfilespodcast.
Oh, yes.
Or on Facebook at thesisterfiles.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Yes. Or if you have any stories of, you know, urban legends that have happened to you, or you think that has happened to you, or that you want to hear about.
Oh, I forgot about email. Yeah.
If you want to share any stories with us, you can share at thesisterfiles2020@gmail.com.
I knew I was missing something. Couldn't figure out what it was.
But in the meantime,
be sweet.
Stand tall.
Stay strange.
Bye, y'all.
Have you checked on the children?